And thank you for the introduction. The few minutes that I'm here have really been overwhelming. Baruch Hashem, the Baruch HaBoyim is something very rewarding. Not only that, but the feeling to come and find people in this part of the world, of all times, people we recognize across the board, is indeed something, something special. Veshus Maron and Rabbi Sai. I understand that the first rule of public speaking is know thy audience. So you'll forgive me if I speak something which may not be Shavu L'chol Nefesh. We'll try our best to walk away with something this evening. I thank you so much for that vote of confidence to have me here and join you this Maimit Kiddush Hashem. Chanuk Mino is a time, Chinuch, Yischanchus, Chanukah Savayis, Chanukah Samizbech, Chanuch Lenal Pidarkoi, talking about Haschola, Ekvius. Try our best to understand something which is basic and fundamental in Chanukah. Not only that, but something we could all walk away with, hopefully, to reinvigorate, rekindle, if you will, the Gishus Achaim, the Pchinas Chinuch. Few orders, few simple orders. We can't go through Chanukah without mentioning some of the shaylas. Talking about Zman, the Geula, if you will, which at the time that Tkufa that had existed is a Tkufa that L'chura should have had an involvement of others. We start with Meimat Tzio Ben Yechon and Kohen Godel Chashmoloi Benov. The Dogish to the Geula is the Dogish of a Melchama that was fought with Kehanim. Ayidech Kanecha Kedoshim. His Kehanim were involved. Nonetheless, we say Lashkicham Toi Lesechon Lavir V'chukir Ritzenecha. It clearly was Exeris Hashmad. Clearly was Exeris which challenged the notion of Livudat Torah as we understand. Yet nonetheless, it was Kehanim. Kehanim involved in the process. Kehanim involved in the Melchama. The Mesiris Nefesh is the Kehanim. Baruch Hashem Chelo, you follow Yad of Tirtzeh, the Pasuk says, Zayis Abroch, Rashi points out, it was a tefillah to give the chizik, the strength, to those Bnei HaShmonoi, in Allah, to fight the battles that they won. Kehanim, the dogish of Kehanim, seems to be somewhat strange. Number two, you understand, the Ramban, opening the Ramban, the famous Ramban, it explains, when Aaron HaKohen had Tsar, that he was not part of the chinuch, he wasn't part of the dedication ceremony when he came to the Mishkan in the Midbar. Chol shedaiti shel Aaron HaKohen felt bad. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu shelecha gadol mishelohem, yours, your job is greater than their job. She'ata madli kumeiti v'saneiro, as Chazal pointed out, you're the one that's involved in the menoira. The obvious question is, what is it supposed to mean? He wasn't part of the ceremony. It's part of something which continued. And the Rambam points out there are many, many types of avodah. Many more chashiv avodah than hadlokas aneiros in the Mishkan. What was it exactly that was the divrei tanchum and Aaron HaKohen being told shelecha gadol mishelohem, that it refers to a Megillah story that tells us it's a reference to the Chanukah chashmonoi that will be lost at Lovay. Again, we have to understand that although we're talking about divrei tanchumin, we're talking about trying to make Aaron feel better that the fact that he wasn't part of the dedication, the process here, he's being nisnachim. He ends up feeling better with the fact that he lost his love. Kahanim Achirim will indeed make a Chanukah Samizbeach at the time of the Melchemes Beis Chashmonoi. What exactly is a Divrei Tanchumen? He was not part of the process here. He felt bad about that. Where was the Tanchumen? Very simple terms we understand, just to give some clarity to the Divrei Chazal. You understand one very basic point. Chanukah, the Haschola, to be able to make the Chanukah Sabayis in the Mishkan, in a place where there's a clear Gilu Shechina, something which is special, we understand what we're experiencing in the Dardaya, that's interesting, it's important, it's doable, and indeed it's a special Chanukah. At this point, Rishachanti B'soichim B'soichalechet V'echot, through the Mishkan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will indeed bring myself down to be part and parcel of Klal Yisrael. Shelecha gadol mishelohen, she'atamad l'kometi v'saneiros, those neiros that you lit here are neiros that in the future will be lit again. The Gemara tells us in Yuma, Esther Saif Kol HaNisim. The last of all the Nisim was the Neis of Purim. And the Gemara asks the obvious question, V'inka Chanukah, isn't there Chanukah? And the Gemara says, Nitin L'Kosev Kol HaMri. There's a difference between a Nes which is Nitin L'Kosev and a Nes which is not Nitin L'Kosev. We have Megillas Esther which records the Nes of Purim, but there is nothing recorded in Kisvei Kodesh that tells us the Nes of Chanukah. There's a loy nitin likosev. Chanukah is a totally different type of nes. It's a nes which is nimsa l'libay shaladam. It's a nes which is built and predicated on Teresh Baal Peh. It's a nes which doesn't have the gilu shchina. It's the last nes indeed that takes us and carries us through a golus rachmanu litzlon. Karev the Mashiach, Psaim Shana, after Beis Chashmonai was Menatzeach, as a Yevonim, we were not Nebuch, unfortunately, the tragedy of Churban by Yesheni. But it's that nes which is loinitin li kosev. It's kosvin aluach libecho. It's Teresh Baal Peh that carries us through the golus. Shelecha godol mishelahem. The Chanukah that you're involved in over here. Shatamad lukumete v'saneiris. The oira menoira will shine through times that are much more difficult than the chinuch that you should have been involved with over here in the Mishkan. It's a very big difference between the gilui shchina talking about the point of the mahadura tinyan of matan Torah, as Chazal tell us, and then the Mishkan as it was, as it played itself out as the predecessor, the hakdama to golus, giving us the opportunity to understand that indeed we have the opportunity to live the nes of Chanukah through Golias. I want to share with you a ha'ore. Always bothered me, Baruch Hashem, maybe we'll be able to understand a simple Rashi. Rashi in Chumash B'derech Klal says, Ani le'bosi al-lefarish p'shutei shamikra. The Klal of Rashi is trying to understand the Pasuk, to make sense out of a Pasuk. P'shutei shamikra, we understand, does not mean Targum shal Mishneh, it means p'shutei shamikra. Meloshin behiv shetes ha'ela, pshat, always means to peel off a layer and understand what the Pasuk says. Very often it seems to be concurrent with the Targum. But Rashi opens up a Pasuk, he tells us p'shutei shamikra, he's mafshit, a layer, gives us something to understand. But here and there Rashi throws in a mahalach of Reb Moshe HaDarshan. Reb Moshe HaDarshan. And then it becomes more divrei drush, divrei remez. But if Rashi is coming to tell us he is saying this of p'shutei shamikra, in understanding of peeling away layer one of a pasuk, and he quotes Reb Moshe HaDarshan, v'derech klal, we have to understand it in context, that indeed there's a message here that resonates with p'shutei shamikra. In the Chanukas HaMishkan that was in the Midbar, we go through these karbonis time and again, we all more or less know the Kriya of Chanukah. We've done it many, many times and it repeats itself. Although the Medrash is very clear and points out that every single one of these Nesiyim brought something which was very unique and special to that individual Shevet. There is no collective unit, if you will. Klal Yisrael's unit is Klal Yisrael, but the karbonis brought by each Yachid were indeed indicative and indicated and told us about each particular, although Tipshutei Shal Mikri, it seems the same. But he brings a Mahalach Ramosha Darshan, where some of the Ramazim seem totally, totally superfluous. Let me quote to you just a number of Rashis in the Ramazim that he sees in the collective Karbonis of the Nesiyim in their involvement in the Chanukas HaMishkan. It says as follows. Karas kesef achas, again you'll be familiar with the words, he says, Minyan ois yoysi v'gematria tov tov kuf lamit, keneged shnoysov shal odom arishay. It's 930, Karas kesef, Karas is gematria 930, which corresponds to the years of Odom Arishan's life. Okay? He continues, he says, Shloishim emeya mishkola, 130 is the mishkol, al shem shkeshehimi, the toldos, the kiyam ha'olam. When Adam Rishon had a child for the Kiyam Ha'olam, he was at the age of Ben Meir v'Shloishim Shana v'Shanemer v'Chi Adam Shloishim Ma'as Shana v'Yoyled Kidmusay v'Tzalmoy. We're talking about the land of Sheis. Again, seemingly somewhat strange. The age of Adam Rishon doesn't seem to be so important. The land of Sheis at the year of 130 of his life doesn't seem to be so important either. And again, let's remember this in context. It's a discussion of the Chanukas HaMishkan. And here we're mentioning the age of Adam Arishan, the age of Adam Arishan at the point that he was Moilid, Sheis, and he continues, Mizrok Echad Kesef V'Gematria Tov Kuf Chof, and he says, this is 520. He says, Kineg, the 500 years that Noach was, before he had children, you know, Noach was Ma'acher, Toldoisov, until age 500, that he had Shem Chom and Yofes, the 20 years that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said he's going to give a chance for the world before he was Gozer the Gzeir of the Mabel, the 20 years. Again, a strange remez in the middle of Chanukas HaMishkan. It alludes to Noach, the age of Noach when he had his children, in the 20 years of Gzeres HaMabul. He continues, Shivim Shekel Keneged Shivim Umois Sheyotzu MiNoach. Kaf Achas, then he starts with something which seems more familiar. Kaf Achas Keneged Toyaseinu HaKadosh, Shavomi Yodesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Asor HaZov, we understand Asor HaDibrois, Leia Ketores Gematria Ketores, he says Tariag Mitzvahs, he makes the Cheshwa, it's Tariag Mitzvahs. And Vir on he goes, Par Echad, Ayel Echad, Keves Echad, Mechuvah Kedeged Oves HaKadoshim, and so on. We do understand, talking about this in context of the Ovois, Tariyaseinu HaKadoshim, we can understand, of course, that this place for this, although just understanding in context of the Chanukas HaMizbeach, Chanukas HaMishkon, is somewhat difficult. But the first number of Ramazim strikes us somewhat strangely. We don't understand what this exactly is telling us about the age of Adam Rishon, the age of Adam Mishas Teledov, Sheis, the age of Noach Mishas Teledov, his children, the 20 years of Gzeres HaMabel, until we find past the Shivim Umois, and we finally get into the discussion of Klal Yisrael's Yisoidos. Einu Maseinu Uma, Ela Yidei Toyeseinu. Chazal, the Rebbeinu Sadi, going to do it, Ela Yidei Toyeseinu, the Torah makes us who we are. We understand that this is important. But let's try our best to understand this in context of the Chanukas HaMishkan. And indeed, the Chanukas HaMishkan, here we understand, carries itself, moves from here to the eventual Chanukas HaMishkan, Chanukas HaMizbech, that took place at the time of the Chashmonaim. And somehow or another, what's incorporated in this Chinuch, in this tekes, if you will, this ceremony of 12 days of Chanukah, of Chinuch, has to carry itself over indeed into the Chanukas HaMizbech, Chanukas HaMishkan that took place on the day of Bnei Chashmonaim. How exactly do you understand this? I think it's important to understand the context of the Nes of Chanukah in a larger context and understanding what is Golos. You understand, Klal Yisrael goes through Goliyos. Dalet Goliyos indeed. Chazal tells us about the Dalet Goliyos, Kola Goliyos, Kulay Sein, it speaks about a double Golos in the Gid, and just I would be remiss not to mention that at this point we're suffering from the Golos Edom and Yishmael B'yachad, as predicted by the Gdoila Meforshim in many, many places. Kola Goliyos, Kulay Sein, they're double Goliyos. Babel V'ashur, says over the Parasamada, Yovan, the Macedonia, and finally, Golos Edom v'Yishmael. That's what we're living through at this point. Let's try our best to understand the concept, the Yesoidos, the premise of what Golos is. We understand difficulties, and Chazal say all kinds of things about Goliyos, but we'll understand the Yesoid. It'll make things so much easier to understand. Indeed, the Nes of Chanukah and the Chag of Chanukah is about a holiday celebrating the Yetziah from Golos Yovan, one of the four Goliyos. No different than the Chag of Purim is the Yetziah B'Golos Paras Amodai. Yom Yitzhah Hashem will be Zoichet to a time where we'll have a Simcha of the Yetziah from Golos Bovel. This one we don't have it because it's a Shrosh of all Goliyos. And Yom Yitzhah Hashem we should be Zoichet to go out of the Golos Edom and have the Yom that we have then, Kibet Seish Chemet Zerah Medan and the Flois. But let's try our best to understand what exactly is Golos. Maral asks an interesting question. The famous and oft quoted Chazal, right in the beginning of Sefer Bereishis, second pasuk indeed, va'oritz ha'isasoyu va'voyu v'choishich al pnei sahoim, the ruach alakim merachefes al pnei amoyim. Va'oritz ha'isasoyu zugolas bavel, reisi saritz pnei toyu. The pasuk is quoted. Va'voyu is talking about golas paras amodai. V'choishich zugolas yavan shechshichu einem shal yisrael shal yoyimim lehem. Kisvu lachem al keren ha'shoa she'ein lachem chelik v'lekei Yisrael. In finally, apnei sahoim is golos edom, she's amuk ketahoim. The pasuk here alludes to four goliyos. Golos Bavel, Babylon, golos parasamadi, the Persian goliyos, talking about golos Yavan, Greeks, and Macedonia, and finally golos edom, the golos roimi. The Maral asks a very interesting question. Besides trying to understand the Medrash, he's bothered. Give a man a break. Second pasuk in the Chumash, the next thing we knew, Dalet Goliyos. Bereishis bara Elokim es hashamayim ves haaretz, we understand Briya. It's the opening statement. Briya sa'olam. Do we need to hear v'aretz ha'isatoyu, v'avoyu, v'choshech al panei sahoim? Must we hear Golos in the opening? Second pasuk in the Chumash, we finally talk about Briya, v'aretz ha'isatoyu, like the Rabban is mazbet, toyu, heyuli, v'avoyu, develops, becomes the world. And there, right there in the Shiroshi Abriya, a mention of Dalet Goliyos. Why? Says the Maral Adover Yisaydi. Borei is not Nivra. Borei Yoda makes the world. And by the mere definition, it's a Nivra, it's a created object. It's a Chosa. It misses something. It's missing something fundamental. And as a Nivra, it needs to grow. We all understand we're all growth oriented. We all understand that at Nivroyim we lack. We've got to work, we've got to strive, we've got to grow. That's what we're about. And this is the Shayrishness, the Yesayde HaTayra, Yesayde HaBriya as well. The world has a purpose. The world has a tachlis. And that tachlis is that the Mishnah tells us, Seifova is Kol Ma Shabara Kodesh Bochu Ba'ilom Le'Broya L'Chvoyda Shanema. Kol Anikim B'Shviv L'Chvoyda V'Rosi V'Yatzatif Afasisi. The world is there for Kvoyd Shamayim. To be able to be Mekabel Oil Malchusoy. That's what it's there for. That's what it's all about. Gilui Kvoyd Shamayim. And that's Bereshis Bor Lekim Es HaShemayim Be'ezor. It's a tachlis here. It's Gilui Kvoyd Shamayim. But because it's an Ivra, the definition of Nivra means it lacks, it's got to grow, it faces challenges, and we all know, not only the collective challenges, we talk about personal challenges. And that's what the world's about, those challenges that need to grow from those challenges. So in defining Briyas Olam, it comes coupled with the fact that there's something which challenges the premise of Briyas Olam. Creation at large is about Gilui Kvod Shamayim, Golus, particularly is about the challenge L'Kvayt Shamayim. Klal Yisrael is Yisrael Hashem B'chay Espoir. Klal Yisrael has the job of being Mefoir HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of being Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That Nivra, that Ben Odom Yitzur Kavish HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is Nivra B'yoyim Yom Shishi Demai Severeshis, got up and he said Hashem Molech Geyu Slovesh. He was Mamlech B'yoyim Olam, that's his job. Yom Shishi Demai Severeshis was Cholak HaSalom Yom Molech HaLov. But the Nimlach, the person that says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're the Melech, and that's Tachlis HaBriya, happened on Yom Shishi Demayis HaBereshis. That's the Odom. That's the creation. And it's an immediate challenge. There's somebody that speaks to the Odom and says, no Gili Kvod Shamayim. Hipuch Gili Kvod Shamayim. It's a fascinating Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi tells us that an Eved, a slave, is Potter from Kriyas Shema. Potter from Kriyas Shema. Why? She'oil Rabbi Olav, because the crown or the yoke of his master is upon him. It's difficult to be mekabel two oilos. One cannot be mekabel two malachim. Ein shtei malachim mishtamshim bekaser echad. You can't have two kings. It's either one or the other. Golos by definition means as follows: there's a melech. You have to be mekabel ol malchusoy. Anytime you're challenged, you're told there's an other melech. There's a Malchus Zoro. There's an Oil Malchus Zar, which is upon you. It's a challenge to the real Kabbalah's Oil Malchus Shamayim. And that challenge challenges the premise of Bria. That challenge doesn't allow you fully to comprehend, to say, and to declare, Hashem Moloch Geus Lovesh, that's Golos. So you understand, Dover V'Yifuchai, Gilui Kvod Shamayim is what the world's about. Yisrael Hashem B'chay Espoir, every Jew, every Yid, every Jew is there to be Megalik Kvod Shamayim in his or her particular way. That's what he's there for, that's what she's there for. And the challenges one faces in a collective sense is, what is it that doesn't allow you to be Megalik Kvod Shamayim? What Malchus Oil Zor is upon your head? Where do you find the difficulty of challenges where you have two competing forces of Malchus? So we understand Golos means where Klal Yisrael is subjugated to a host country. There's a Malchus Shni, a Malchus Acheres that foists itself upon Klal Yisrael. It doesn't allow us to express what we really want to express. That Ritzanein Elasis Ritzanein Chomi Ma'akev Sa'or Sheva Issa V'Shiva Malchi Yis Ma'akvin. It doesn't allow us to be expressive to that Kabbalah Sa'il Malchus Shamayim. That's the Malchus that we challenge. That's the Malchus that challenges us rather. It's the Malchus Oil Zor that doesn't allow us to be what we're supposed to be and to do what we're supposed to do. Says the Maharal, that's Golos Bechlolius. But he's bothered. Why four? One Golos, one long Golos, hopefully not so long, would have been sufficient. What exactly is the four? In Kedarka Bekoidish, she explains as follows. In Odom, is a Tzelem Aleikim. In Odom has to be Kiviyachul Bedoim Elamalkoi. First, and point out the difference between a melech and a moishel. The ari is the melech shebechayos. The ari is an animal, it's a wild animal, not a domesticated animal. And the king amongst animals is the ari, the lion. The shor is the melech shebehemos. When it comes to malchus, it's bedoime. There's similarity between the mountain, the Melech, and the Nimlach. We compare, we can have something which compares the Melech, the king, and his subjects that accept his Malchus. Emotional is kfir. Emotional is done by force. It's not a king, it's a ruler, as opposed to a king. There's no similarity between the Moshel and the Nimshal. It's control. And he says the Adam has within himself different koiches. The Adam has within himself different ways, if you will, of expressing Kvod Malchusai. He breaks it down into four parts. He calls something called the Nefesh, the Guf, the Seichel, and finally what he calls the Koyach HaKloli of all three together. And again, it'll be beyond the discussion tonight to go through all these pratim and explain them well. We want to take one Nekuda. He says the Nefesh of a person, the life force of a person, is a way of expressing his sovereignty, his ishtabdus, his being meshubed and being mekabel ol malchusay, except the melech of HaKadosh, malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a nefesh. Goes on to explain what the nefesh represents, control, malchus, and he tells us that Golos Bavel was mechubed k'neged the koyach ha-nefesh sheba Adam. And each Golos takes another representative part, presents another part of the Adam, and we go through these Golos, if you will, very specifically, in very specific ways, to be able to be Megalot Kvod Malchusei with particular challenges, is how he explains it. The Dalet Goliyos represent four aspects of the Tzuras HaOdom, four aspects of what a person can do in expressing Gilui Kvod Malchusei. And the Golos we go through brings out the beauty of each one of those aspects. Without going at length into each one of those parts, let's focus on what he says about Golos Yavon. Nefesh, he says, is Golos Bavel. Guf is Golos Paras Umadai. And the Shibud, or the Golos HaSeichel, is Golos Yavon. Chazal compare it in the Cholim that we know, the famous Chaloim of Daniel. He saw the Nomer. It looked like a leopard. He speaks about the Azus, Aviaz Kanomer, the Azus of a Nomer. He says, because Divrei Chochma are Azin, says the Maharal. He goes on to explain, he says, Dvar Chochma, Seichel. We all understand that Divrei Chochma are sharp. They're penetrating. They're not Dvarim Chusim. It's Dvarim Chashuvim. It has Tzura. It has Chshivus. He says, Golos Yavon was different from other Goliyos. And indeed, we see a fascinating distinction between Golos Yavon and Shah Goliyos. Golos Bavel, the moment that the Umay Sa'olim had the opportunity to get into the Beis HaMikdash and make a Churban, they did so. They were a Machir of the Beis HaMikdash. Bayis Rishon was Choriv. That was the end of that. Paras Amodai, Kosovol of Sitna, Achashverish prevented the building of the Beis HaMikdash when he had the opportunity to do so. Ad Chatzia Malchus V'Seyos. Yavon enters the Beis HaMikdash. Indeed, the Gemara tells us, Kishenichusu Yavonim Le'echel, Timu Kol Hashmanim Shebe'echel. You had the opportunity to be Machir the Bayis. They weren't Machir the Bayis. It's somewhat strange. Instead, they had this thing with Timu Kol Hashmanim. They just looked for the oils. They were matam of the oils. Such a strange anhogah. What is it exactly? This fetish with the oils. What were they doing with the oils over here? To the point where there are those who answer the Beis Yosef's question of the extra day of Chanukah, that there was a nest, that they found that pach koton, that was chosim v'chosom v'shal koyin. It was a nest. They were so driven by being metami the oils, that there was one found and saved b'derech nest. An unbelievable thing. They could have been machir the bayis, and they weren't machir the bayis. Yavon isn't about being machir the bayis. Yavon has this insidious, if you will, pernicious attempt to undermine the bayis, to keep it alive and be metame the shmanim, as we'll explain. Yavon is about divrei chochma. The golos of Yavon is divrei chochma, divar chochma. That's the golos of Yavon. Let's try our best to understand what that means. We refer to chochmas chitzoniyos, chochma yavonis, all kinds of terminologies. We speak about the Greeks and their chochma, philosophia, and so on and so forth. And we know that Golos, you know, we're told in very simple terms, yes, indeed, the Yavon had its own ideas of Chochmah. But it goes much further than that. Quote, a Rashi in Chumash, Rashi tells us as follows. Nasa Adam b'tzalmeinu kidmuseinu. Let us make man b'tzalmeinu kidmuseinu. Kidmuseinu, says Rashi, kidmuseinu lahavinu lahaskil. That Selem Aloiki that we're talking about, the image of God that we talk about, man is made, is Lahavin Ulahaskil. His ability to be a Chacham. His ability to raise himself above the animalistic urges of animals and Fakir, be that person who's an Adam Chacham. A person who's as Kanomer. He has the sharp wit, the sharp intellect that understands, thinks. Indeed, the definition of Tzelem Eloiki should be defined by one who's Lahavin Ulahaskil. That's what Rashi tells us in simple pshat, that's the most Mefarshim. The ability to be what we call Homo sapien. You have one who can think, be that human being that could think, could deduce, could introspect, could think. The Yavani wasn't simply one who pursued Chachma, wisdom, intellect, for the value of intellect. But the Yavani had a grander picture. The Yavani felt there's a need for us to humanize and to bring these barbarians that exist into the higher level, the higher echelons of real human beings. The Yavani, indeed, it was the one as Yafta Lekim Yefes V'Yishkan Ba'ol Hashem. He had some kind of connection. Yaf Yepusa Sheyefes Yishkan Ba'ol Hashem. We're told that the Yavani has the ability to indeed have the Sefer Torah written by Yavanis, if it's done in our terms, understandably. Talking about Yavani has some Shaykhis L'Dvar Chochma. He indeed has, as the Goyen tells us in this very interesting, succinct statement, V'mokim Shenestayim L'Chochma Es L'Philosophia Maschol Kabbalah Saramak. Interesting statement. Someone corresponds between the world of philosophy, the world of the endeavor of thinking, and some deeper levels in Torah called Kabbalah Saramak. Fascinating statement. Philosophy seems to be something, although we know the limitations. The Ramban, the famous oft-quoted Ramban of Parshas Achrimos, tells us a lot of secrets when it comes to the Sorah La'Azazel, but remember, I'd rather say nothing because of Oisei HaYavoni, that Rosh Aristo, Shemash Lehevin Lehemin, what he didn't understand, he didn't believe. We talk about Divrei Chachma, it's limited to the human capacity. Yavan is about Divrei Chachma, and therefore Yavan claims we are indeed those human beings that the Torah talks about called Salmei Alekim. We are indeed the ones that can really represent humankind in its purest and best form. Anyone just vaguely familiar with the Kuzari knows that the beginning, when you had the Melech HaChazar, the Kuzari Melech was looking in his quest to figure out what am I supposed to do with life. So he spoke to many different denominations. And one of the interviews he had was with a philosopher who explained to him that the ultimate goal of mankind is to become the philosopher, to be that to be that thinker, and still clearly define humankind with the intellectual capacity that humankind has. To use the gray matter in its cranial cavity to be one that reaches the pinnacle of what it can't possibly understand. That's humanity. The Yavanim, the Greeks, were not in a quest, if you will, to conquer and destroy the world. Rather, in a quest to conquer and change the world. They were, if you will, on a Kiruv drive. They tried their best to see, to change humanity, to take the barbarians amongst them and try to change them and make them real philosophers, real thinkers. And until they came to Klal Yisrael, they had no challenge. Indeed, the Adam stands up and above. He's a Mahalach Shtayim. He stands Homo Erectus. He stands straight on his 2 feet, and he represents the fact that the Melech is indeed the Rosh. The king is on top. The head is on top. And Mahalach Arba goes with the head down, equal to its goof. They try their best to civilize, to bring up the world at large, to change the world at large, to make them more. Until they came to Klal Yisrael and suddenly were faced with a challenge, where the Yid says, nothing doing. Indeed, it's something totally different. And here, their challenge was to try their best to make profane, to undo the Kedushas Yisrael, which is defined by what HaKadosh Baruch Hu defines as the Tzelem Elohiki. Torah HaKadosh, which makes us who we are. Torah is a fascinating limud. Torah is not intellect as we know. Torah is something which changes us. There's learning Torah which becomes something we're zeichet to sama chayim and chalila at times. We learn Torah and chalila we're not zeichet to that, but rather sama moves. Torah is something which is chayenu. Torah is something which speaks to us not as an intellectual quest simply, but rather something which changes us. Torah is something that takes us from the top, from the Chochmah Bina Das and down, and changes us to be something that we're not, something else. It changes our metzius. to become the better human being, to become the better Tzelem Eloiki, it's a question of changing yourself with something called Tereseinu Akdoshe. Not simply humanizing oneself, not simply becoming this civilized individual or lack of barbarity, if you will, but rather someone who's changed Be'etzem. Betimu kol hashmanim. Why this fetish with the oils? What do they want from the oils? Well-known Medrashim speak about what oil is about, and Klal Yisrael is nidva l'shem azayis, Chazal tell us. Oil is something that has in itself the quality of, number one, it doesn't mix well with other liquids, and number two, it always rises to the top. Timu kol hashmanim, they try to undo the kedusha, try to undo, they try to dilute as well they can to break down the oils. To see to it that the oils no longer represent the separation. This claim that you say that you have some kind of change, that the life-altering change called Torah is somewhat better, somewhat different, so much more than our life-altering change of philosophy of Chochmas Yevonis and Chochmas Chitzonios is unacceptable. Mash Einem Eivin, Einem Amin. We talk about a chiluk, the primary difference between Torah Seinu Akdoshe and something less than that. Any Chochmas Chitzonios, and indeed Chochmas Chitzonios are Choshev. It's called the Chitzonios of the Pnimios. They're very chashiv. In context of understanding them as chitzonios, you understand that the outside, the shell, if you will, the outside layer of the pnimius habriyah, it's not simply the what, but rather the why. It's not simply something which you have as intellectual abilities, and you've gotten smarter, but rather it defines who you are. Limud HaTorah doesn't simply speak to you as a limud, rather limud HaTorah is something which gives you the power to be a machunach. Let's try our best to understand the difference between chinuch and limud. I know that I'm supposed to be speaking about chinuch Shabbos, so whatever it may cross, you'll be moichel me, but I'll try our best not to. There's enough to say about the subject, keep us busy, many, many drashas. Chinuch, Rashi tells us in Chumash something very, very powerful. Pasuk says, Vayorak es chanichov. Avraham Avinu indeed got ready, chanichov, those who were trained by him. We're used to the fact that the word chinuch means education. I mean chinuch, I educate. Rashi says chinuch means something totally different. Kol, he says, kol is yachtus dovelat le mashu othed liyois, Lashon Rashi. Second, please. She says, "Loshen hascholas knisa saodem kli leumnus shu osed la'amid bo." The word chinuch, chanichah, means achnosas hascholas knisa saodem, to take a person or a keli leumnus shu osed la'amid bo, to any umnus, any job it's supposed to be on, what it's supposed to be doing in the future, whatever profession needs. And he says, "V'chein chanoich lenar chanukas hamizbeach and chanukas habayis." Says the Rashi, Chanukas Habayis means Hascholas Hadover, to what it's being aimed for. Hascholas Knisas Hadover, to what it's meyuid to be. Chanoich Lenar Al Pidarke means not simply teach him, but rather establish him. Establish him strongly to do and to be the thing he's meyuid la'aseis, that he's destined to be. What is his future? What's his destiny? What's his mission? Chinuch means establish this individual, or this keli, or whatever it may be you're doing, this home, this house, for whatever its mission, whatever it's dedicated to be for. Understandably, you can't have someone dedicated to a cause without an education. We speak about education, educating our children, we're talking about giving them information to be dedicated individuals. We always speak about what we call the dedication ceremony, and then the dedicated worker that follows. And adid shalacha godlum shalahem, because you're a dedicated worker, as opposed to the dedication ceremony, which starts the process. But chinuch, the dedication ceremony, is to establish hascholas knisas dover, to what it's supposed to be doing. And talk about chinuch, talk about Torah, we're talking about hischanchus. Torah always is mechanech. Torah always changes. Kedushas oyser roshim, it makes a mark in a person. Any divrei Torah, two, three words of Torah are mechanech. The Gemara tells us something fascinating. Mara says, Kol malamed ben chaver Torah kilu yolodai. A person who teaches his friend's child Torah is kilu yolodai. The Mefarshim point out, it's as if you bore the child. It seems to be an echiz dag. It seems to be pulling things down. A person who gives someone Torah is bringing him l'chai olam abo. Kilu yolodai seems to be bringing him down as a father brings him l'chai olam hazeh. But we know there's a well-known Rambam in the Maariv Nevuchim that speaks about the word leida. It doesn't simply mean to bear something in terms of having a child. But he says it comes from a lashon to create and to make something and to give someone his value. To bear the person forward, he brings many mishalim to the fact that you can bear something out with a mission, with a sense of purpose. Real chinuch and real leida is to bring something to a sense of purpose. I'm not simply teaching you information. I'm bringing forth certain koiches in yourself as a pedimistic koich of making you who you are, changing your values, establishing what your life is about. The Yavani could teach, the Yavani could philosophize, the Yavani could do all kinds of things, but the famous story with Aristo, they once saw Aristo, that it's related to us, eating an aneves chayo, a live hare. And they asked him, Rebbe, what are you doing? He never taught us this kind of hanogis. It's something which is totally unacceptable in the world of philosophy, to which he responded, you'll do as I say, not you'll do as I do. You know, there's the world of intellect, the world of chachma, there's no change to life necessarily. Torah, however, is something which changes the etzem, because Torah is something which makes you transcend the state that you're in right now. Torah makes something totally different out of the individual that learns Torah. He becomes something different, because indeed he has to transcend. He can't have a connection to Torah unless he transcends himself. That's what Torah is about. So the challenge here of Divrei Chochma mul Divrei Torah, you know, you have an interesting phenomenon in Golos Yavon, which we didn't find in other Golias. Golos Yavon is a concept of a Misyavein. You don't find the other Golias Misadmin, or Misbavelin, or Misparasisin. You don't find the idea of those getting lost or caught up with the culture that they've produced, this Talbut, the culture that they produced. But when it came to the Yavani, indeed there was such a musik, because a Yid understands Divrei Chachma. A Yid understands the value of Chachma. A Yid lives Lahavin or Lahaskal because he's truly connected to a Tzelem Aloiki. It's the non-Jew that has a Shaykhs la Divrei Chachma that seems so appealing to the Jew. The intellectual prowess that the non-Jew expressed, the ability to say all kinds of Divrei Chochma, was something which indeed pulled, sucked the Jew towards them. There was a concept of the Misyavim. And the Muhammad then was unfortunate, not simply with the Yavonim, but with the Misyavim as well. It's a challenge, it's much more difficult, because indeed Chochma speaks to us. The intellect is something which talks to us very, very much, Adichtucha Shal Nafsheinu. But that clear distinction between what's called Chinuch and Limud, or something which is Leida Kepshutai, physical Leida, versus Kilu Yalodi, which is a metaphysical Leida, that distinction is something that the Nes of Chanukah brought to the fore. Let's understand as follows. Hillel tells us, Hevi Mitalmid of Shalar and Akoyim, Oy Heiv Shalom, Veroidev Shalom, Oy Eves Abriya Yisum, Mekarvon La Teira. Moshe Rabbeinu is known as Moshe Rabbeinu, our teacher, our master and teacher. That's Moshe Rabbeinu. But the one that could speak, Mekarvon La Teira, the one that has the ability to be oyev esabrias, to love people and to indeed speak to them in their inner selves and have them understand the need for change, have them understand that the Divrei Torah learning is not simply intellectual pursuit, it's not a Talmudic ledger domain, but rather it's something which is changeable, something which changes them, it's life-altering. The mekarvan l'Torah of Kehanim, that's the koyach of a koyin. The koyin is about the changes that have to be made in the person. That's the koyach of Talmid of Shal Aharon HaKohen. As we told Aharon HaKohen, interesting, Chanukah Sabayis is a collective Hascholas Knisas Dover El Mashum Yuid Lihiyos Mechuvan Lakach. That's the Chanukah Sabayis. That's a collective job of the koyches, the collective koyches that have a job and what they're based on, and they go somewhere, they bring us somewhere. As an individual, it's chanoich lanar al pidarka, yam ki yaskal yosim imenu. Chanoich, change, dedicate, and rededicate. Yam ki yaskal yosim, he won't change his dedication. It's always there. A collective Chanukah Sabayis is where we define what are we and what do we stand for. Abayis, I understand I just want to finish off with the Rashi's. Rashi tells us, Karas Kesev Achas. Karas is Gematria 930 years. Odom Arishon, Yitzur Kap of Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The one who got up on his feet and he said, Hashem Molech Geyus Lodesh. He declared HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it moves from there to the point of Kuf Lamed Shana, says Rashi, because of Kuf Lamed Shana, the first time, the first child that indeed carries on the mission. Adam Rishon had many children, but the child that Kidmusay v'Talmoy, the lady which produces that individual, has to carry forth with Yitzir Kapo Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the development of what mankind is here for, a changed life, a focused life, a life with destiny and mission and purpose. Kidzalmoy Kidmusay. So we think from Adam Rishon, and it continues down to a Noach, who was the Ish Tzadik, Tamim Hoyev B'Dayroisov. Noach, again, representative of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, saying there's a need to save this individual, to reestablish and rebuild the world I want. For indeed, the Gilik for Shemayim that has come from the Briya. And Noach pushed off the children he had to have till age 500, just to be able to avoid his children going to Timoyah and getting lost to the Mabel as well. And again, we look at these children as the development, if you will, of what the purpose of creation is for. And then the Shiva Mumois, we say and turn around, so exactly, this would seem to be enough. We've created the people that could indeed carry the banner of Pesach Shemayim forward. And it goes further and says, nothing doing. There's a change, there's a shift. In Chanukah, the bias is a need for us to establish and to say that the bias here doesn't start and stop with Bnei Adam, Bnei Noach, and indeed all of us have the degree of Bnei Noach. But there was a change. A change that took place afterwards. The Adam HaGodol Ba'anakim, Avraham Avinu, that established at this point indeed what the true Tzel of Aloiki is. Avraham Zokein V'yoshev V'yeshiva. Yitzchak Zokein V'yoshev V'yeshiva. Yaakov Zokein V'yoshev V'yeshiva. This is new established system. A new world order, pardon me, which was something which tells us something which the world at this point no longer it represents. The Odom was Yitzir Kapov, and then the Asar Doris, the Odom Ad Noach that indeed didn't make it, didn't pull through. The Tachlis of the Noach was Bishagam Hu Bosech Hazal told us that Lutz to Moshe Rabbeinu. There was an Odom, there's a Noach, and there's Leidas Noach, but the Tachlis eventually is the Bishagam Hu Bosar. Bishagam Gimachi Moshe Hazal tell us is talking about Moshe Rabbeinu. This is the mechuvah. This is the tachlis. Talking about Chanukah Samizbeach, Chanukah Sabayis. At this point, we understand that the Chag of Chanukah is about establishing a rededication of sorts. To establish and understand that there's a mechuvah, there's a matorah, there's an intent. It's purposeful. The things we're supposed to be doing are supposed to change our lives. We're supposed to become B'nai Torah. You don't find a person that's a Ben Physics. A person with a Ben Calculus, a person with a Ben Geography, you don't find that. You find the concept of a Ben Torah. A Ben Torah because the Torah changes him. He's born from Torah. He becomes what's called a Ben Olam Haba as well. He is Noilad Lihiyois Miyuad Lihiyois Ba'olam Haba. It's a change. Our approach after Chanukah is supposed to be, we're not simply doing things in life because that's the things that are done. We're not simply studying because that's the things that we do. We're not called the Am HaSefer, we study the books because that's what we are in definition, but rather it's a change. It's chinuch, it's rededication, it's rekindling that Or HaMenoiro that allows us with that rededication that in the hardest and most difficult of times, we always have the purpose. We always understand that purpose is a light that flickers and shows us the way. It's the Meir Derech. That's the Egmar B'Shemizma Chanukah Samizbeach. Thank you.